You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What kind of free agent class are we looking at quarterback? We'll tell you right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Adam Azer, Dave Richard here. Dave giving you a high five
through the computer screen. It was more of a wave. It was more of a wave than a high five. Maybe I'll do a high five at the end.
Okay. Looking forward to that. A high Fantasy Football Today in 5.
So, don't break your screens, please.
Other than Jameis Winston, do we have any exciting quarterbacks that are free agents?
Does Winston count as exciting? I guess potentially
he
could be.
For the receivers, you know, for the passing game. I don't know about for himself, but yeah, not bad.
I would say all we have left are names. Guys that you've heard of, guys who have been starters before, guys who might get a chance to begin the year as a starter again, but probably make way for a rookie quarterback in the 2022 draft. Names like Mitchell Trubisky, Marcus Mariota, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Please. I know this is exciting, Adam. I know you're bursting out of your seat to just dig into these names, but we only have 5 minutes. More names: Teddy Bridgewater, Trevor Siemian, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, Cam Newton. That's basically
backups.
The list.
Okay. So there are other quarterbacks who are more consequential for fantasy purposes that could be on the move. So who are you looking at there?
I think everybody knows bunch of the names here. Aaron Rodgers is at the top of the list, but it sounds like he's had his kumbaya moment with the front office in Green Bay, so he's probably not going anywhere. Russell Wilson, same thing in Seattle. Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, looks like they're staying with their respective teams. I think the one who's most certainly going to be on the move is Jimmy Garoppolo. He might be, listen to this, he might be the prize of the 2022 offseason as far as quarterbacks go. Like, your options are Jimmy Garoppolo, Jameis Winston, or one of the rookie quarterbacks. And the rookie quarterbacks this year are not perfect types of players. We should throw one more name in there, though, Adam. Carson Wentz. There are reports surfacing that it looks like Carson Wentz is on the way out. I think that the coaching staff in Indianapolis has been given a win or you're fired edict. And if that's the case, then they're not comfortable with Carson Wentz as their quarterback. They're going to move on from him. So maybe he's the second prize, or maybe the third. How do you rank Wentz versus Winston versus the rookies in this draft class? It's ugly. It's ugly all the way around.
I think Winston's the best, Dave. I think he's a guy.
Well, there's one other name. There's one other name that we didn't get to.
Okay, who?
And this is definitely the prize. Is Deshaun Watson. Remember him?
I do.
Once upon a time, he was a top 5 fantasy quarterback. And
so was Jameis Winston. So was Jameis Winston, Dave.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Deshaun Watson might still be in his prime, might still be an outstanding quarterback. Lovie Smith talked this week about how he knows the Texans need to move forward with him and move on from him. He would also be the prize, assuming that a team is comfortable with his status off the field.
By the way, who led the NFL in yards per attempt, passing yards per attempt?
Passing yards per attempt. I would guess that would be like Stafford.
He was third. The
Stafford,
guy.
So was Brady
just
up there?
Just played him in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Burrow.
Yeah. So you got Burrow.
Burrow
one.
Was number one in yards per attempt. That's kind of cool.
Who was number two? Stafford was three. Who was number two?
The other names that popped in my head were Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. Could it be one of them?
No, Rodgers 7, Brady 12. It was somebody else that Matthew Stafford played in the playoffs. It was Jimmy Garoppolo, number two. A lot of that is after the catch. Stafford, he took down, actually, this is kind of funny. He took down 1, 2, and 4 on the yards per attempt list, and he was number 3. Burrow, Garoppolo, Stafford, Kyler Murray. I just wonder, we'll end on this, you know, do you think that a different team, because San Francisco's a run-first team, they don't really throw the ball downfield much. They rely a lot on yards after catch, and they're extremely efficient in doing so, and that has really elevated Jimmy Garoppolo's numbers. Do you think that he could be a different quarterback with more fantasy success on a different team where they're not just going to run the ball into the end zone every time with either their running back or their wide receiver?
There are three teams, and you can make a case for two others that have nice receiving cores and could use a quarterback upgrade: Tampa Bay, Denver, Pittsburgh. Now, obviously, in the case of Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger retired, and in Tampa Bay, Tom Brady is retired for now. If he goes to one of those three places where he's got a good receiving core around him, guys who can make plays after the catch and get downfield, and in the case of Tampa Bay and kind of Denver too, a good offensive line, Garoppolo could be interesting for fantasy. I don't know if anybody would be excited to draft him in a one QB league, but he'd be a popular middle of the group pick in two QBs in Superflex.
That's
if
Dave
he goes
Richard.
To one of those teams.
That's Dave Richard. I am Adam Azer. These are your free agent quarterbacks. We'll do running backs next week. Thanks a lot for watching and listening, everybody. Talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today in 5.